Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, oh man, it's a beautiful day in Colorado. Hey, look out there. The sun's coming up. Yesterday, near, 80, 90 degrees, something like that. Beautiful yesterday. Woo, gotta love it this morning. Feels like summer already, doesn't it? Man, oh man.
It was so hot yesterday.
Welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios right here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059, the Odyssey app is free. Podcast later today after 10 o'clock. Of course, you can listen to us live all over America. I feel like, Carson, just between you and I, I feel like I've put too much pressure on Spadil this morning.
Why is that?
Well, I've put him in charge of getting me the audio from yesterday's recap of the Diddy trial. And, you know, it got very graphic yesterday in the courtroom.
Yeah, it did.
Some of the headlines are just disturbing, to be honest with you. But I told him, I said, man, we got to have some audio that I can play around 6:50 this morning. And he said, I don't know if I can do it or not. Have you heard what they said?
It's pretty bad, dude.
I mean, honestly, I'm with you on that, though. Like, I was watching TMZ yesterday, and I couldn't believe what they were saying.
Yeah, they were describing it. I was like, is this an SEC violation?
This is going to prove what kind of producer you are. Okay. I need audio. If you have to use bleeps, that's fine. All right. Edits, that's fine. Get audio, and don't lose our broadcast license.
Okay. Your job is literally on the line.
I told him. I said, go get some audio. Had you heard any of this, Spadil?
Not until this morning, no.
Okay, yeah. So you didn't know anything about it until I gave you the assignment, right?
Not that it was, no. Not
I didn't say anything to him. I just said, hey, man, grab me some of that Diddy audio from yesterday.
Yeah.
He come bursting back through the door.
His eyes were huge.
Have you heard this? I'm like, yeah, I've heard it. Yeah. I said, but the job's on you, dude. Get some audio. Come on.
BJ's like, I washed my hands of it. I'm out of this one.
Oh, I could do it. I could find a way to get it on. It's just he's the producer. Yeah. I don't want to cross that line, you know? I mean, that's what you do, right, Spadil?
Yeah. I mean, I got it, so.
You got it?
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to play it
yet. I got to bleep it, but yeah.
Oh, okay. We can't play it the way you've got it right now anyway.
No,
right?
Yeah. No, just recorded. I got to go through it a little bit. Yeah.
It could be just solid beeps.
It might be. Just beep. All
right. Give me about, I don't know, 30, 40 seconds of it.
Okay.
If you can find that much.
I got you.
You can tell he's nervous. He's nervous about this
one. He's on the edge. And if our boss is listening, he's nervous too.
Everybody's all about it down.
This court trial yesterday, it did not start off good for Diddy. I mean, we won't go into it now, but man, oh man, it was devastating.
The prosecution came out swinging.
And his kids are there.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy. And I said this yesterday. I said, kids, and mom. That's Diddy's mom. I said, you might want to stay home in the beginning. Just wait for the defense, and then we'll go from there, okay?
What's happening? What are you guys talking about? What's going on?
Hey, Jamie, what?
What happened? What are you guys talking about? What's happening?
Talking about the Diddy trial.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about how Spadil's going to come with, up with the audio without losing her license.
Oh. Well, just grab anything from TMZ.
We did.
Okay.
But it's right. Also over the line.
I know.
Yeah. So,
wonder if we ever cared about that.
there is a point where we have to have some concern.
I mean,
some.
You steal it all the time from 7, 9, 31.
No. I'm talking about the language.
Oh, gotcha.
The language is way over the line.
Oh, yeah. It's filthy.
Yeah. No, filthy. I don't care about stealing it.
I thought you were stealing it.
No, yeah. I love to steal stuff. Yeah. You know us. We've been stealing for years.
Yeah,
you think
have.
We do the show on our own?
Exactly.
We steal it all.
Steal it all.
How you doing?
Yeah, that's some filthy stuff in front of your kids.
I can't believe it. I was just telling Carson that as you're walking in.
Yeah.
We said this yesterday, did we not?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, on day one, maybe day two, three, four, five, don't bring the kids. Don't bring your own mother.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, all those kids, they were holding hands, getting off their little bus and stuff. And I was like, your daddy's filthy man, girl. Filthy man.
I wonder if they left the courtroom yesterday going, I didn't know that about Dad.
Yeah.
He's really weird.
So he can't just use a toilet?
Like normal people?
Oh, way to sneak it in.
Sorry.
Good job, Jim. That's a professional broadcaster right there, folks. Sneak that in there. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm well rested.
You are?
Oh, my God.
You were a mess yesterday.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yes, I was. I had 3 hours sleep because my flight was delayed, and so I didn't even know what was going on.
No, I didn't
know where I was.
No.
Yeah, but today, good day.
All right.
Solid.
All right,
solid.
We're going to be solid today then, aren't we?
We are.
Nuggets play today.
Oh, good.
Yep,
I'm feeling good about them, too.
Yeah.
Feeling good about everything. Really, nobody can bring me down, except for you.
Well, I'll do my best.
Okay. Yay!
That's my one job this morning. I got to bring Jamie down. Break her down. All right, welcome to the program. We have AJR tickets to give away. We'll do that around 7:30 this morning. Lots going on. On a Tuesday, going to be another warm day today. I think near 90 for a high. Maybe some showers tomorrow. I'm not really sure. But I know today's going to be a beautiful day. 90 degrees for a high. Pretty cool. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, BJ, Jamie, morning show. AJR coming to town. We have tickets coming up at 7:30 this morning. We'll give you a chance to call in, and you could win. You could be there in July.
Bang,
it's going to be a great show. All right, just getting started on a Tuesday. The weather looks great. It looks like 90 degrees today. That's good.
When does Waterworld open? You know Waterworld, by the way, side note, was ranked the second best water park in the country.
2 weeks.
2 weeks it opens.
2 weeks.
Okay.
A week from this Friday, I think it is.
Man, people on our neighborhood page are already bitching about the swimming pool. It hasn't even been opened yet.
Yeah, ours hasn't either. Well, we can't use it. We're banned from it. But we do have a swimming pool in the adjacent neighborhood. That's why we can't use it. We're not a part of that. But I saw them cleaning it yesterday, so they're preparing for it, but it's not ready.
Well, what about
not
you,
ready.
Carson? When's yours
opening? The pool cover is off. We don't have a word of when it's going to open. I would imagine Memorial Day.
Very excited. Yeah. Yeah. Very excited.
Memorial Day seems to be the target.
Yes, it
and
does.
Waterworld opens on the 24th.
Yep.
Oh, of May. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, all which right. is next week,
yep.
right? Yeah. All right. Just getting started, as I said a few minutes ago. Did you know that we had a movie star alligator here?
I did not know that.
Did you know he died?
Oh, I did not
know
that
either.
Yeah,
he died.
Man.
His name is Morris.
Yeah, Morris. Yeah.
You know, we have that alligator farm. No, Morris the gator. Morris
know,
the alligator.
Remember Morris the cat was super duper famous?
Yeah. I would guess Morris is more famous with a cat than it is an alligator.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know about Morris the alligator
either. That's a poor name.
But we have an alligator farm here, which I find a little bit weird here in Colorado, right?
Yep.
But there's a alligator that's been at this farm for quite a few years, and he starred in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 movies.
Anything we've heard of?
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, heard of that one.
Blues Brothers.
Yeah, heard of that one.
Eraser.
Mm.
Dr. Doolittle 2.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then the movie called Alligator and Alligator 2, a sequel.
Whoa. What about the one that you saw about the alligator?
Lyle the Crocodile.
Yeah, no. He wasn't Lyle.
No. That was Lyle Crocodile. That was not Morris.
Well, they can change it. They can change the name of the actor. The actor isn't always just the actor's name, you know?
Well,
it's an alias.
Yeah, but one's a cartoon. So well, it's kind of weird. Oh, kind of weird. But Morris.
Thank you for over-explaining.
Well, Jamie, I'm just saying. All right, Morris the alligator. He started all these. Here's what I got to say. Couldn't you just get any alligator? What alligator is? Did he have some acting abilities that were far above any other alligator?
No idea. No idea. Don't know if he was trained or not.
Couldn't you? Know, a dog, I understand, because you can train a dog. But I don't know about the alligator, because all he has to do is swim up and look like he's going to attack you.
I don't know. And Happy Gilmore, he hissed on command.
Did he?
I mean, he was hiss.
Maybe that's it. Maybe he was such a great hiss.
Yeah, who knows?
They're like, man, have you seen the hiss of Morris? Oh, we got to get him.
That's kicked off his career right
we'll
there.
We'll pay big bucks for Morris. They moved him to Colorado, I think about 20 years ago. And he's, now he died.
I did see that Cher wants the elephants that are in Los Angeles. She wants them moved here so they have more room. You know how we have that big animal sanctuary?
Why are they in Los Angeles?
They're in the zoo.
The L.A. Zoo?
Yeah, they're at the zoo. And
she wants them moved?
She wants them moved. And I think she mentioned here, I don't know if she did or not, but anyway, I was just going to throw that in. Perhaps a lie. But she wants them to have more room because they're just going in a circle.
Yeah.
And they're going crazy. Just in a little circle.
Yeah, I hate to question Cher, but why not all the other animals? Why just the elephants?
I don't know.
I mean, think about
because
that.
They're
what about
so,
the giraffes?
I think maybe because they're just hippos. So, they're just going in a circle. I think they got just such a little spot. But she's been very, very like concerned about these two elephants.
Yeah.
One is named Tina, and one is named another common name. Yeah. I forget. But
I'll bet you, back when Sunny was alive, she didn't care about elephants.
Billy and Tina.
That's what it was. Yeah, Billy and Tina. She wants them out of there.
Yeah. I think as you grow older that you start caring about elephants.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. She's very upset about these elephants.
Yeah, she wants them moved. I wonder why she just chose the elephants.
I guess she's been on this path for years, though.
No kidding.
Yeah, I guess she's always...
I had no idea. I'd never heard of that.
And then I guess with Cher. Cher's been on a path for these elephants, and I guess they were trying to secretly sneak them to Ohio, so she'd shut the hell up.
Oh. That'd be hard to move an elephant.
Yeah, people can notice that.
Yeah. Going down the highway in the back of a truck, you got some elephants. Hard to sneak those out of town.
There's Tina and Billy.
Be tough to get them out of town,
it would,
right?
It would, yeah. Anyway.
All right, I mentioned this a few minutes ago that the Nuggets play tonight. What do you think? You think we're going to win Game 5? Oklahoma City, we're there at their place.
Well, I was just watching some footage of them getting onto the airplane. And I have to tell you, they look a little tired. They don't look like they're pumped up to get on that airplane. They're just like kind of waddling up there.
Yeah, they're moping around. They're not smiling. They're not like, oh, yeah, let's go.
Yeah,
let's go
exactly.
Get this win.
I felt like they were like, I mean, you know, Jokic always looks like that anyway, yeah. But all of them were just like, none of them were looking at the camera like, let's go! They were just like, oh, I gotta get on another flight. Can this be over so we can go on vacation?
It's not a good sign.
It wasn't a good
sign. No. Well, they looked very tired the last time they played, so yeah, maybe they haven't gotten over that yet.
Who knows,
right? Yeah. But they do play game five, that is tonight at Oklahoma City.
How
the
about
tip off on
avalanche?
That was 7:30.
Stop it.
Avalanche! How about those Avalanche?
Stop it.
Jamie, why are you just...
How about those Avalanche?
I don't want to talk about it.
He's had a week to digest this,
yeah.
So I think he's going to be okay
now. I'm still in mourning.
No, I feel like he's still sad, yeah.
It's going to be a while.
These clothes. Yeah.
Tabloid Trash is coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Moore.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Morty Show.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, I got lots to tell you. Lots and lots and lots to tell you. First of all, I follow the Cleveland Browns, and I have to tell you, I don't know how the other players feel. Can you turn that just a hint? I don't know how the other players feel, but all they're doing is posting about Shador.
Yeah.
I'd be kind of jealous if I was the other players. Like, it's a team.
They're loving him. Like, over the weekend, they were like, oh, Shador had a great day today, and it was just him pass after pass.
Yeah, it's really bizarre, but if I've been a regular player for the Browns, I'm like, over here.
Yeah, especially the new players coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all of them, actually, because it's just all about Shador, because, I mean, he's the star of their internet right now. I'm sure it's getting, well, you and I are following him, Carson, obviously, and we would have never followed him.
I got audio here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a couple of people talking. One of the guys that's on the set here, it's a talk show for sports radio. He went to the camp. They invited him to the camp. And so he got to see the quarterback that was drafted in, I don't know, the second round or something like that for the Cleveland Browns. And Shador, as you know, didn't go into the fifth round. The both of them did the same drills, everything, and this is what he has to say.
It's a stupid question because, you know, it's limited. But did one of the two look better to you in what they were asked to do than the other?
In just throwing the ball,
it's
not close. Shador Sanders.
Whoa!
Wow. Not even close.
Not even close. It's all now, about Shador.
These practices have been closed down to the public and to the media. So nobody has had a chance to see. But this guy got invited, and he saw it for his own eyes.
Yeah, and it sounds
pretty
like
impressive.
Tom Brady also was on, and he said, look, I'm the mentor for Shador, and I told that guy, I said, don't even worry about it. I was 149th pick or whatever number he was. And he said, you know, it doesn't matter. Today is different, and yesterday doesn't matter about that whole debacle. Just do what you do and really prove yourself. And it does seem to me, and this is just, you know, who knows. It does seem like he is backing off a little bit of the cockiness, because he even said, like, I don't even have the passcode and all this stuff. So he's trying to be a little bit more humble, even though I don't know if it's possible.
I wish him well. I hope he does great for him. I really do.
Yeah, me too. And like I told you yesterday, Travis Hunter, people are so proud of him because he was on an airplane on a United flight coming back to Denver, and he was sitting next to an older woman. He helped her with her luggage. He even helped her with her tray table. She couldn't get it down. And then she said she noticed all these people coming up going, congratulations, congratulations. And she said, I had no idea he was famous. He was just such a kind boy.
She said, what's your name?
Exactly.
Travis. He never said his last name.
He didn't. Nope.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
This is weird to have a name like this, Manitou Springs. You know, have y'all been to Manitou Springs? Well, the name is Manitou Springs, but they don't have any water.
No.
Son of a bitch.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. Manitou Springs is out of water. They said you can only drink it. You can't wash your car. You can't water your lawn. You can't use it for anything but drinking. That's it. I don't even know if you can wash your dishes or take a shower.
So wait, is it contaminated or something?
Nope, they just don't have any.
Oh, they're running low.
They're running way low.
So restrictions.
Just seems weird, Manitou Springs.
Sure does.
Seems awful.
Doesn't that seem odd? Rachel Ray has drawn all kinds of concerns. There's a new video. Does she have MS?
I don't know.
I don't know what she has either, but they said she was slurring and stuff. But yet, a lot of people said it wasn't so much she was slurring. She was just getting so emotional about telling her story about being so poor when she was little. I guess she only lived on like $40 a week in food. Her whole family did. In fact, she created a show that was called $40 or something like that. And it was about budgeting food for the whole week. And she got really emotional. She said, I'm deeply grateful for it. It changed my life. It's made my life what it is. And then she said, Happy Mother's Day to her mom, kind of. So anyway, you guys, you be the judge. Is she like slurring? Is it concerning? Or is it just emotions? Here it is.
When I lived in New York as a very young woman, I was very, very poor. And I didn't want to bother my mother. I didn't want her to feel scared for me. So I would never ask for money. And I didn't have any. Eventually, I did a show called $40 a Day. And that was my budget for a whole week. I would buy a week's food. And I only had $40. I always felt so grateful that I came from people that taught me how to buy dry beans, a few vegetables, very little protein, and to live on that for a long time. And I'm deeply grateful for it. It has changed the course of my life. It's made my life what it is. And that's what I try and share in these shows as often as I can.
I don't hear it.
I don't hear it either.
Yeah. I don't hear it at all.
I think she's just emotional, reliving childhood. Yeah,
she talks the way she always talks. Uh-huh. Wasn't she kind of accused of this several months ago?
Yeah.
Remember the other video that she put out and they said she was slurring then too? I will say this. She's not suffering today because she's got to be making a fortune off that damn dog food.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff's expensive.
Oh, I forgot the nature. It was something.
No, it's Rachael Ray.
Oh, it's Rachael Ray.
Yeah,
it's
the bag is Rachael Ray's dog food. Oh. And she's got variety of dog food. But, man, that stuff is like double the price.
What do you see that she has there, Schmidel?
Hello? This says back in 2008, she had benign vocal cord surgery. So it was just benign. And then apparently she fell in 2024. Some people were concerned in September 2024 of her having the slurred speech like BJ was saying, but she never addressed it.
Oh, so but they don't say like...
I don't hear it.
There's no reports of like official reports of her having anything. Yeah.
I know people are...
And she's worth $100 million.
Well, good for Rachael Ray.
That damn dog food. I'm telling you.
I mean, coming from being super duper poor,
like
where you didn't offer your
bag.
Mom any money, and you know, living off of $40 a week to that, I mean, good for her, right? From poor to rich. Holy hell. Oh my God, I'm so excited about this, so happy. Taylor Swift and Travis are... still together, thank God.
Yeah.
Oh my God, thank God.
I saw the pictures.
You did?
When they went to lunch, Mother's Day.
They were at Golden Corral.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They looked good.
They did. I was worried. We hadn't seen them in 2 months. They were out in hiding. We can't find them. According to TMZ, they have no idea how they hid for 2 months. They did say that maybe Taylor is in the studio writing, and that's where she was, because Travis was still doing his podcast. But, and then Harvey was like, where did they go for 2 months? And somebody said maybe they just had a great disguise.
Maybe.
Who knows? Who knows?
He got a haircut. I did see that.
I know he did. Yeah. It's very wavy.
There you go. There's the update. He got a haircut.
And not only that, but they took both moms to lunch, telling me that it's super serious.
Yeah.
Because when you bring both the moms together...
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah. Unlike Carson, who takes one.
Exactly right. Exactly right, BJ. Good point.
Yep.
If you don't know, Carson ditched his mom, kicked her to the curb. He's the only child to be with the wifey's side of the family for Mother's Day.
On a trip.
Yeah.
Not just at his house.
Yeah.
But off to Florida together. Yeah. But left mom at home.
Yet we know that she sacrificed her entire life to drive him to hockey.
Mm-hmm.
She drove him to New Jersey.
Just like Travis's mom, she sacrificed too.
Yeah, everything.
Yep,
everything.
Yep. Some kids appreciate it.
Some kids do. And some kids are like, oh, the other side's much wealthier. I'll go to Florida.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you know, Travis could easily do that with Taylor because she's very wealthy.
Yeah.
But not him.
No.
Nope. Yep. He loves his mom.
Rude. Boy, moms get ripped off. Man, they get ripped off. Oh, wifey. Wifey, what do you want? What does your mommy want? All right, anyway. Yeah, so they're together. They went to Golden Corral. They got the chocolate fountain. They did all the chocolate fountain, even though I think that thing is nasty.
Yeah.
Now, they have tried to put it behind glass. Have you noticed that lately?
No, not been lately.
Yeah,
no.
they tried to, like, make a little slit where you put in your strawberries so you don't, like, put your fingers in
it's
it.
It's kind of like a sneeze guard.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been to a Golden Corral.
What?
I don't think so.
Oh,
no.
My
I've been to
God.
Buffets, but yeah. I don't think I've ever been to Golden.
Dude.
I know. I've been wanting to hit it. Trust me. It's not like it's beyond me at all.
And then finally, does anybody else notice that Michael Magali, our traffic guy, says a lot? All right. Anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
All right. So BJ and Jamie Morning Show. AJR tickets are coming up at 7:30.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.